Welcome to our weekly HR Technology News Roundup. It's July 27th, 2020, and I'm Mark Pfeffer, editor of the HCM Technology Report. It's pretty clear that at the end of August, employers are going to face a stunning challenge. Their workers with kids will be forced to juggle childcare and education and get their jobs done. That will significantly change work, and HR technology providers will need to provide more powerful tools for managing, serving, and even recruiting employees. There's an enormous strain on HR right now, besides resetting operations for remote work and epidemiologically safe workplaces. They have to manage massive layoffs, they have to rebuild or maintain culture, and they have to remake their payroll processes. Oh, and they have to keep up with compliance. It's becoming apparent that these and other demands will force fundamental changes to the way HR solutions are imagined. In some cases, this means digging below technical needs to address challenges in a company's processes. In others, it requires meeting the human needs for connection, even though workers and managers have to keep their distance from one another. So, consider a few things. First, consider the distributed workforce. Remote work involves more than networks and technical support. Already, employers realize it's important to maintain culture and structure when their workers are scattered. But technology has this nasty habit of getting in the way with layers of complexity and clunkiness. So, communication and collaboration platforms have to be streamlined with more apps embedded into other products. For example, scheduling should be seamless and transparent, with employees able to easily check their manager's availability to set up a check-in, say. We already see this kind of feature in a lot of recruiting suites. Interview scheduling is notoriously clunky, but many vendors offer tools to eliminate the back and forth that goes on when employers and candidates arrange a conversation. Throughout HR and the workforce, more tools are needed to eliminate, or at least minimize, the distraction of this kind of little chore. Next, consider the interface. Even before the pandemic, vendors were developing products that, for lack of a better term, were interfaceless. Their goal was to present tools or information when they're needed without users having to proactively ask for it. So a system might present a calendar as soon as a user agreed to attend a meeting. Some vendors like messaging interfaces for this sort of thing. Others have developed a voice-controlled navigation, kind of like telling Alexa to retrieve an employee file for you. In technical terms, this is all about process automation. Analysts say it's being built into systems with an eye toward making them as engaging and simple as possible. In many cases, vendors integrate one solution's capabilities into the workflow of another. That allows users to minimize disruption when they divert their attention from one task to complete something else. Finally, consider the interface one more time. Personal safety's put new momentum behind the development of touchless products such as time clocks and ID checks, but there's more that can be done. For instance, monitoring body temperature through passive solutions avoids the traffic jams at office entrances that often come along with physical temperature checks. Facial recognition can eliminate the need to have workers scan or display their ID cards. Analysts and HR leaders expect to see more of these kinds of products, but they acknowledge that employees don't like the idea of being watched, so that's going to put a brake on things. Another issue they have to worry about is HIPAA. When systems are used to monitor health or check temperatures, that comes into play. In other news, Pymetrics and Infosys announced a consortium that brings together training firms to address the reskilling and employment needs that have been raised by the pandemic. Called Reskill and Restart, the effort enables employers to access talent even while candidates undergo rapid job-specific reskilling. Randstad RiseSmart unveiled a single platform solution for global outplacement and redeployment. The platform provides a consistent experience throughout the employee lifecycle and offers organizations alternatives to layoffs like reskilling and redeployment of talent. Finally, DHI Group's unit, eFinancial Careers, launched a video and voice calling feature. It's designed to facilitate communications between recruiters and employees while everybody's stuck at home. This has been the HR Technology News Roundup from the HCM Technology Report. To keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.